I would like to raise a barn.
Well, you're from
I'd help
Vermont.
with
Of course
that.
you want to raise a barn. Isn't that what you do up there? Milk a cow? I don't know.
I'm quite partial to barn burners. If we have any wrestling fans in here.
Oh, see, I thought you were doing a William Faulkner thing.
Oh,
no. Oh. Oh, our energy tonight. Oh, this is good, you guys.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there.
I'm
yeah, this
exuding.
Is the warm-up. This
yeah.
is the part.
That's why
this
we
is the
do
part.
This.
You pay extra for this.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned three specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they will now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called
Hey.
It's true.
Stab.
In this non-plussing episode of the Stab Show, Stab Show favorite Willie Travis attempts to turn back time through sheer will and the power of Cher alone. Squad Patrol's Jenna Swartz makes a deal with the devil to get him to drive this 88 Toyota Tercel off the lot, thus securing herself salesperson of the month in hell. And Mom Hat Studios' Kim Martell has to eat her way out of a storage closet full of cattle corn to prove a point, which is super unclear. All the while, me, your host, Jesse Jones, has to find which can is the one with the whoop-ass after an unruly child tore all the labels off of everything in the pantry. All of this and so much more tonight on Stab. There it is. I almost hit the post.
Yeah.
Now let's dive right into the program with segment one. It's reorganization. Let's see. No, that's the second segment. That's okay. Reorganization. The NBA season has started. For some, that means a lot. For others, less as much. But here in Sacramento, whether you like it or not, the start of the NBA season is unavoidable as we, citizens of this city, have become a BFN, or beam-forming network. Now, sure, you could tell me that a beam-forming network is not related to the purple light spire that pierces the Sacramento sky evenings after a Kings win, but is in fact a term for combining signals from small antenna into a pattern that is more directional than each antenna by itself. But then Slamson would slap all of us and steal our wives. So, how about we forget all the other things that BFN might mean, and instead give me who or what else BFN might stand for or represent to you? Sometimes I just see things and, I don't know, I have to refresh the acronym server a lot to find one that I halfway like. So we landed on BFN. You don't need to know how the sausage is made. Welcome, Willie. Let's hear what you've got in way of a BFN.
BFN?
Hmm?
You mean the battle for non? Oh, it's real. Have you ever had non, Jesse?
I've had flat bread. I don't know if I've specifically had, I don't know.
Garlic non?
Ooh, now you got
onion more. Non?
No, shit.
Cheese non? When I have garlic naan, you can't have naan. Because it's mons. Unless I give you some. Which, don't be dumb. You can't have naan. Hope you're having fun. We still can't get a crumb. You're gonna cry, suck your thumb. Because you can't have naan.
Mm-mm.
All right? It's the battle for naan.
Yeah.
That's what that
means. That's apparently a very real thing.
I don't make the rules.
No.
All right?
Well, you make one very clear rule. That's naan yo naan. Nah.
You guess naan. You guess naan.
You want a thumb? You got naan. All right. Thank you, Willie. And we're off. Now I want... Yeah. Where can I get...
Naan?
Do they got some next door? Sheba? I got some? Oh, yeah, maybe. Oh, well.
Sprouts, sure. Let's go get some.
Yeah. Everybody, fan out. Where do you think you can get some? Report back. Right. Thank you, Willie. Now you got all of us wanting some tasty, tasty flatbread.
Show's over, guys. Let's go. Let's go.
I'll lock up behind us. Let's get out of here. Thank you. Jenna. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. One would assume, since you were asked to, that you have a BFM. So how about you give us what you got?
Okay. I realize I shouldn't do that right in the microphone. Hey. Is being polite getting you down? Is smiling demurely every time someone corrects you incorrectly starting to make your lips crack and bleed? Has the urge to scream into the abyss started to overwhelm the inside of your body, stretching out your skin like a balloon ready to burst? Well, friends, the tide has turned, and it's time to start saying no. And not just any kind of no, but a giant, thundering BFN. Big fucking no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've taken Randy Jackson's wisest words and added 10 pounds of C4 to give you power behind your nose. It's time to take the baseball bat of self-worth and crack it against every simpering puritanical demand from society, telling us to be smaller, gentler, and more sedated to make everybody else more comfortable. You want us to succumb? That's a BFN from me.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Got that. That BFN energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, BFN energy for sure.
That's a big fucking no! Oh, shit. Now I want to go in the backyard and just scream. Everybody, get your non. We're going to the backyard.
We're going to the backyard.
Maybe the Kings won tonight. I don't know. We can see the beam. We'll scream at the beam. Big fucking no!
Or
sorry.
Big fucking non, really.
Or non, yeah. Big fucking non.
Ooh.
It works.
A mashup.
Yeah. Well, Kim, what do you have to add to this tapestry that we are forming in our BFNs? Let's hear your BFN.
First of all, I had so many big fuckins. I worked so hard to get away from big fuckins because I was like, I don't want to. There's always that fear that you're going to like come up with the same thing as somebody else, which is like, that would be incredible. But probably I would have come up with big fucking non. those are my two favorite things, is swearing and bread. But instead, I came up with this. The hilarious new hidden camera show, You're Gonna Have to Smell to Believe. Introducing Beer Fart Nuptials. Watch as ordinary couples celebrate the greatest day of their... Wait, what's that smell? Oh no, it looks like Kyle's bachelor party is coming back to haunt him in the worst way. Forget about embarrassing photos on the internet. Too many IPAs might have just ruined his big day. What a way to say welcome to the family. Wah, wah. Watch as grandma reacts when Hillary's walk down the aisle turns into a squawk down the aisle. Oh, that one sounded wet. Jenny and Tom's destination wedding was everything they dreamed of. Too bad that oatmeal stout wasn't lactose free. Whoever smelt it, dealt it. It looks like the priest's deal. Gonna have to say a couple Hail Marys to cleanse yourself of that one, Father. P.U. Beer Fart Nuptials, premiering Sunday at 10, only on Fox.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Kim. That's the one you were worried was too much of a thinker?
No. No, right. That wasn't the one.
Okay.
I've got that one, then there's another one, then there's a third one.
All right.
Three of mine, I feel like should have come with like real big apologies.
Oh.
Like, to your senses. Like, you guys are dumber having heard that, and I'm sorry.
Well, we'll be the judge.
No, everybody else is going to be the judge.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what needs apologies.
This is the thing about being dumb. You're always the last to know.
Oh. Well, thank you, Kim. Let's meet who we've got sitting here in Sacramento and Alabama. Willie Travis.
Hello there.
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. I watched Dune today. For
Dune?
The first time. Yeah, Dune.
Yeah.
The
new ones, one would assume?
The new Dune.
The first new one or the second new one?
The first new one.
Okay, so you're ready for the second one.
I'm all set.
And then there's like a series coming or some shit? I don't know. There's a lot of Dune happening right now.
It,
had no
There's
idea.
A shit ton of Dune.
Yeah, it's big Dune time.
I wasn't ready for all this Dune action.
Well, now you're up to your hips in spice.
The good shit.
I don't know. I've never seen, read any of it.
No?
No.
Have you ever done spice, though?
What's the other synthetic? K2 or whatever? Salvia?
The good stuff.
Yeah. Everybody's done salvia once. And that's all you got to do.
As soon as you do it, you regret it.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is the world folding in on itself? Is that just me?
When did I become Plato?
Just the one. All you need. So did we enjoy the Dune?
I like it, man. Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. It's they're all like, water's at a premium, y'all.
Yeah, and that's so, such sci-fi.
Moisture. Let me spit for you. Oh, yeah. That's what I want. That's what I need, actually. I need that moisture.
Well, aside from getting caught up with popular culture, anything else fun, interesting been going on, performing-wise, shows, any dang thing?
No.
No? No. Good. Good for you.
Just duning.
Just down for the dune.
I'll be damned if I don't dune.
Yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you dune. Oh, we can just do this all night. Yeah. But we're not capital punishment.
No, as outside of the desert, man. Yeah. You know, fuck it, take me back.
Oh. Well, you got the second one to watch now.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I think the series is coming soon. I don't know. So you got that lined up too. Whichever streaming platform. I'm going to assume it's Max. I don't know. Probably is.
Correctly.
Or Paramount Plus.
Goddamn.
Or Peacock. Or Stars. I don't fucking know. There's too much
going
on.
Big stream.
It's too much going on.
We should just get cable.
Yeah.
At this point, like, why don't we just have cable?
We're being driven back to cable. We're all learning how to splice cables after we cut them.
We reverse engineered cable. We were like, what if we, instead of having everything in a bundle, we have everything separately?
Yes.
It costs the same.
Oh, if not
but
more.
I have to have a different password for everyone.
Oh.
You son of a bitch, I'm in.
I'll buy two!
TM.
Yeah. Well, and especially with locking down password sharing. They're really...
It's great. That's what they're doing. Jesus.
It's a whole thing. Well, good to have you, Willie.
Thank you.
Glad to
always
be your,
a pleasure.
Your outlet.
To be here, yeah.
Always a pleasure. Jenna, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How are you?
as you see. So it looks like we've got a Squad Patrol Christmas show.
Yes, we do.
Good.
It's called Into the Santaverse.
Of course
so
it is.
So if you want to watch us try to make fun of Marvel and Santa, come on in.
Sure. Well, if I know anything about Marco, it's how much he loves the Marvel movies. So he's going to have a lot of fun with that. You're all going to have a lot of fun. Anything else going on?
No.
No? All right, that's plenty.
Yeah, I think so.
That's plenty.
Yeah.
You got a month to put that together, so hopefully you guys are working on something.
Yeah, we started writing.
Oh,
so,
good.
You know.
Yeah. That's
getting there.
That's
the first part.
Yeah.
Right?
That's most of it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, 4 whole weeks. Yeah, plenty of time. Actually, it might even be 5. There's a 5th weekend in November. You guys got plenty of time. Oh, you should take next week off.
We should wait until 2 weeks before.
Yeah. Well, that's usually how it works.
Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Check out all of the Santa variants. Mm-hmm. That'll be a lot of fun. Good to have you again.
Thank you.
Just had you a couple months ago for the first time and rushed you back into the rotation.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. We are as well. Happy to have you. Kim Martell.
I didn't realize, Jenna, that you were new to this. I thought that they were just keeping you from me.
No.
Now here I am with you now.
It's just Jenna's second. So yeah, we've been ushering a lot of new faces into the rotation here because
I hate that there are new faces.
Yeah.
I wanted the whole world to stop when I left.
Well,
is that unreasonable? Is that
no.
Too much to ask?
No.
Jenna, you're allowed because you're in existence.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, too many good folk like you and Tyler and Nick Pettigrew and all these folk have run away. So we've got to replenish the stocks of
you
locals.
You can say replace.
You're not. No, you're still on here plenty, Kim.
That's true. That's
yeah.
True. Oh shit! We need a third Kim Martell.
No. No, there's so many other people that I wish. So many. Because usually.
Do we have a digital person yet? Kim
yeah, exactly. Usually the remote people aren't the ones dropping out. So it's locals that I have to last minute. Thank you, Willie.
well,
Kim,
here.
How's Tuscaloosa?
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's where our football is going medium right now.
Sure, sure.
So that's all that anybody cares about.
Yeah, and when the tide ain't rolling, what really is happening in Alabama?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah,
heads up.
Yeah.
We do live in a blue liberal mecca, which is hard to believe, but. But so, like, there's not that. So, like, all the stuff that you would think would be happening right now,
sure.
Like, isn't really happening. Like, people are, like, there's a lot of crying happening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. People aren't taking down their yard signs because they're hoping for, like, a recount.
Sure.
More crying.
Yeah.
Women are sad.
Okay. How's mom?
But mostly
hat,
we're
please.
Concerned with the football.
Please. Yeah,
it's really mostly a football thing.
Let's move to mom hat. How's mom hat doing?
Are there any more mom hats in the room?
No.
Okay, good then. I'm gonna talk some. Let me.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
So we have a new project that we're going to be working on that I'm not going to tell you anything about, but
oh.
I'm very, very excited about it. And
okay.
It's a podcast, and hopefully it will be coming very, very soon
okay.
because it is seasonal, not to Christmas, but to the seasons.
Okay.
And I'm very excited about it, and we are all going to be a part of it, JoJo and Jeff and Emma and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're working on right now.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure if I'm allowed to say anything about it, so that's why I asked if anyone was in the room, because
well.
I wouldn't have said anything if anyone was in the room, but they're not. And you guys know I cannot keep my mouth shut.
Well, to be fair, you still haven't actually said anything.
We're doing something.
Yeah. Well,
that's something. I
that's
said something.
The entire point of Mom Hat is doing things. That's all right. Leave us wanting more. Don't.
It's,
no. Don't say more.
I got to know.
And it's clear that you can't. Afford Botox anymore because those eyebrows keep moving and that's weird.
I know, so. Right? Look at how much eyebrows moving this is. This is the most eyebrow stab has ever seen. Look
yeah.
how close my eyebrows are to my forehead.
Yeah.
And look at this. Look at that.
There's actual movement. That freaks me out, Kim.
And then this thing here? I'm
yeah.
so angry and now I'm surprised and now I'm happy.
Yeah.
Still
well,
worth it.
We
Next
look...
time I get $200 it's going straight in my head.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Kim likes injecting poison into her face.
That's oh, shut up. Everybody drinks it and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, you know what? Who am I to yuck your paralytic yum? yeah, let's get to
exactly.
this.
Why don't you go wander back into the desert?
Well, I'm sorry Kim started getting us into the sad because...
I feel like I pivoted from sad pretty well.
Yes, but now we're going back with topical
no.
haiku challenge.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Sorry. This is all... But you know what? This is meant to be cathartic. So segment two is topical haiku challenge. Stuff happened this week. Terrible, horrible, hateful stuff. I'm not going to mention any of it directly, but rather just gesture broadly and sigh. And really... All we can do around these parts is observe and scream in an effort to try to keep the crying at bay. So, in today's edition of Topical Haiku Challenge, I'm allowing you to simply vent 17 syllables at a time about the current state of the world, the events that transpired this week, or whatever else your little heart needs to scream about. all as accompanied, for some reason, by our jaunty Irish jig. It's better than the stereotypical Japanese music that we used to do our haikus to.
Thank you.
So, the Irish, we can still shit on them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Get back on the boats. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Say sorry to me. I'm not Irish.
Go ahead and hit us with three haiku each about, you know, damn thing. Willie Travis, let's hear your first haiku about the world.
Oh, you don't say. I had to do it. I'm
you
sorry.
You potato eating. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Dark pit of despair. Spontaneous combustion. All sound nice right about now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Nice dark pit. Oh. And the warmth of combustion.
Curl up in a nice, warm, dark pit.
Yeah.
For the next.
Everybody could use a little warm, dark pit, guys.
Take
let's
me back.
Not act like, let's not act like it's not exactly what we all want. Jenna?
Warm, dark pit sounds like the failed metal band that you made in high school.
Oh.
But you think fondly of it.
Oh, yeah, but the logo was so fucking awesome.
It was sick.
It's rad as fuck.
You worked on that all through science class.
Yeah. You couldn't read it, but those that understood got it. Jenna, first of three, venting haiku.
Okay. Keyboards turned to ash, shouting into the ether, did not seem to work.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to power through all this as quickly as possible because I'm sorry that I made you do this, but I feel like we had to address this somehow. This is all. This is all the addressing we're going to do. It's meant to be cathartic.
Kim. I feel like I didn't understand the assignment. Do I go now?
Yes. Let's hear how you didn't understand with your first of three haiku about the state of the world or whatever you want to yell about.
All right, everyone, sit down. A haiku about daylight savings. Spring forward, fall back. Now it's dark at 4 p.m. What a good idea.
Oh, bless you, Kim. Bless you for your take on the assignment. Oh.
I don't know what else happened this week.
I don't know.
Where was I? It was really difficult. Like, I woke up, and it was supposed to be 8 o'clock, but my son thought it was 7 o'clock, and then I had to get up at fucking 7 o'clock. Ugh. It was a bloodbath.
It is.
That was, like, the worst thing that I could possibly imagine happening this week.
Yeah. No.
I'd like to know more. What else could possibly happen this week that was bad for people?
Yeah. No idea. But let's see. Willie, second time around, haiku about stuff.
All I see is fuck. Mm-hmm. As soon as I wake up, it's fuck. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe you just recited everybody's
accurate
sort of mental state right now. Fuck. Big fucking no! Jenna, second of three.
Okay. I can't help but think I did not read the fine print of this timeline right.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything was going good for a little while, and then...
Is this what happens when you click the Terms and Services button?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't read it.
You gotta read it. You gotta read, like your iTunes agreement, you have to read the entire thing.
I won't.
Yeah.
No.
You don't just scroll all the way down, actually.
This is why I'm here?
Exactly. That's what you get. Kim, you know, something happened this week to perturb you. What might that be?
This is a haiku to the second graders I watched this week.
Yeah.
Mrs. Martell here. Please stop repeating my name over and over.
Oh, okay.
It's a haiku.
Oh, all right. That sounds rough, Kim. It sounds rough.
Oh my God, it was fucking awful. You have never had anybody say your name that many times. You hear it so many times, it doesn't even make sense anymore.
That's
like,
fair.
That's not a...
Well,
Nothing worse than that happened this week.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Nothing worse than a bunch of...
You're shaping young minds, Kim.
18, 8-year-olds saying my name. Mrs. Martell, Mrs. Martell. I hear their voices in my head when I go to bed at night.
Wow.
Mrs. Martell, Mrs. Martell, Mrs. Martell.
And you've only got a class of 18? Wow, Kim, you are... It's really rough. It's really rough where you are. Sorry.
Send them to the dune.
Yeah. Third time around, Willie, let's wrap up these haiku and goddammit, what's your third of three about the state of the world?
This one's in unison with my bipolar. I've lost all morale. I've lost all morale with cheese. Yum, yum, gimme some.
Yeah, see, there's hope. There's hope there. There's some morale with cheese out there that we can look forward to. Jenna, third of three venting haiku.
Okay. Another day here. I'm drunk, naked on the floor, feeling fucked again.
All right.
It's my darkest one.
Sure.
Jesus.
I don't know. You make that sound bad.
Yeah, maybe it's good thing.
So, yeah, I'm going to be drunk and naked on the floor in a hole. This haiku challenge is not sounding that bad.
Yeah. Thank you, Jenna. Kim, let's hear either the third worst thing or the worst thing that happened.
This has to do, I think, with what other people are talking about. I don't know what they're talking about, but I'm pretty sure I know what they're talking about.
I'm not sure either.
This is a haiku to the woman on my neighborhood's Facebook page who keeps calling animal control every time a dog gets out of a black neighbor's yard. We know you hate dogs and black people, but please know we all hate you more.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Very
there
true.
There are plenty of dogs that get out of the neighborhood. Some animal control only gets called on that one house.
That's so weird. So weird.
So weird, lady.
Yeah. So weird that someone in Alabama... Weird.
Also, you post anonymously, but you post very publicly for everything else. We know who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
House
Sorry.
On 13th Street.
Oh, shit. Damn. Saying more about this than the upcoming Mom Hat Project.
All right. It's like a baby. I don't want to tell you the gender.
That's fair.
Because I don't know.
No. No. Who knows?
It hasn't told me yet.
No. Well, we're looking forward to it. We're also looking forward to segment three. It's Sell It on Craigslist. A lot of things change, but some things stay the same. Like Craigslist. Has literally anything on, about, or in relation to Craigslist changed since its launch? I mean, aside from the sad loss of the casual encounters section, which I know we all still mourn. Aside from that, though, the one constant on the internet that we've been able to rely on from the beginning is people needing to get rid of shit or wanting other people's shit. On the online swap meet that is Craigslist. And so until it on Craigslist, you're asked to give us your Craigslist posting trying to sell the following things. Sorry, Willie.
As you should be.
You know, sometimes we get whimsical. Willie, let's hear your ad for a spot in your impossible airship that once it launches will never again touch down upon the filthy earth below.
I'm selling seats on my wondrous, fantabulous, impossible airship. Tickets are 1 cent each.
Ooh.
And that's because seats are infinitely available.
Sure.
Because of magic. Like in the Dune movie. That's not exactly magic. It's movie magic, if anything. This was not a good week. The airship itself shrinks and enlarges at will.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a mini bar, except for when it's not. That's a joke, son.
No, I get it.
I want to freely give out rides on this thing because I honestly feel like this is kind of what the Great Gatsby was about. Mm. I don't know, though. Because, you know, I ain't read that book. But the previews were fire, though. Why an airship? Final Fantasy XI, specifically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to be young enough to waste 25 real life minutes on an airship ride in an online game just to go fight a crab that had a special name. What were you doing in your 20s, huh? Anywho, if you're interested in leaving Earth for forever in a grand fashion, join my cult. I mean, coven. I mean, come down to your curb and I'll show you enthusiasm by picking you up curbside.
Yeah. That's all you need. That's all you need to know about Willie's impossible airship.
I'll be there.
Oh, so good, Willie. Kim, it's not your turn yet, but be cool.
Thanks for letting me know.
Be
Thanks
cool.
I was wondering what that was going to be about.
No,
you
I'm saying
caught me off guard.
No, Kim, be cool. Half of Mom Hat just walked in.
Oh, shit. Everyone act casual. I said,
be cool. She literally said nothing about an upcoming project.
I said nothing. I actually texted them and said I almost said something because that is the level of cannot keep my mouth shut. Because I have to, not only do I have to tell you, I have to tell them that I told you.
She went so far as saying, there's a project upcoming. And then felt really guilty about it. So, yeah. All right.
Well, like, what if it doesn't happen? It's like a miscarriage.
There's never a project again.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Not
would
anymore,
it be
it ain't.
Kim, would it be unprecedented if a Mom Hat Studios project did not come to fruition?
Oh, see, well, that's just hurtful.
Yeah. Well, that's coming from someone who knows that feeling.
Yeah. Hey, come hang out in my glass house.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many stones in here. All right.
What are we going to do? What should we do with all these stones? No,
How do we get rid of them?
All right, everyone, sit down.
Yeah, be cool. Be cool.
Mrs.
What's Fonzie
Bartels
like, everybody?
Here now.
What's Fonzie like?
Everybody sit down.
Thank you, Willie. I may or may not edit that out.
Yeah.
Jenna, these get slightly less whimsical now. Jenna, let's hear your ad. You are selling your hotel bath towels collection.
Mm-hmm. I sure am. Recollected high-brand luxury hotel towels, mm-hmm. lightly used, some fraying, complete with slight mascara stains on the edges, no drool. Feeling bougie on a budget? Want the soft plushness of luxury and success without the work? My loss is your gain. It turns out that the rewards program at the Hilton Hotel isn't plushy towels. It's jail time for armed towel robbery. Anyway, buy this set of 200 giant fluffy bath towels to have in your home so your guests will think they've walked into some fancy hotel. Mm-hmm. It'll make your mother-in-law think you're worth something, and your shitty siblings stop telling you that robbing hotels at gunpoint for towels isn't a job. Whatever, Rebecca, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You're just jealous because my towels didn't forget to pick me up at the airport like your drunk husband.
Shit.
Price set at my bail hearing, or best offer.
Yeah. Oh. As far as I understand it, you can get them easier than that.
Not 200.
Oh, all right. You're just not playing the long game. You just wanted one big score.
One big score. One last big score.
All right.
I'm talking bulk, baby.
All right.
The Costco of that time.
Yes. Well, thank you, Jenna. Wonderful. Kim, your item, again, is it could be related to the current state of the world, or it could just be a nice fucking thing.
Is this because of daylight saving again?
It is. Kim, let's hear your ad. You're selling a sincere pat on the back. Just a little something.
Free to good home. A firm, sincere, open palm pat on the back. For anyone who needs to know that they're doing a good job, even if it maybe doesn't feel that way right now. Ideal for somebody who has tried as hard as they could, but still failed. Because failure happens a lot more often than success. Mm-hmm. And is a hell of a lot harder to have to live with. Sincere pats on the back include one small circular back rub for encouragement, because I see how hard things are for you right now, and I know it feels like no matter how much you try, the negative things just keep piling up, but like you can't finish one crisis before another one boiling up, but trust me, you can do this. you're creating amazing things. And just because those things aren't getting appreciated or the appreciation that they deserve, that shouldn't take away from the fact that they're amazing. And you are too. Can be picked up anytime after a particularly rough day or before seeing your family for the holidays.
Oh. I want it.
Can I know people are having a hard time right now.
Kim, can somebody also get that on the 12th anniversary of their podcast?
You get two circular back rubs.
Thank you.
And a pat.
Thank you. I'll see you in February.
Dude, I fucking wish.
Well,
I would, if all it took was for you to have a massive life meltdown for me to be able to go to California, I'd be there all the time.
Yeah.
I would love it. Yeah. I would encourage you so much.
I could stack them for you. There's no shortage, Kim.
Michael, we have plans for February.
Woo! Let's do it. Thank you, Kim. Well
also,
done.
Also, I'm out of beverage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can you
he
not just hold it up
Fallout.
And shake it?
I don't know. I think I've been replaced.
Ugh. Segment 4. It's pseudopharmacals. If there's ever been a time when we've needed drugs and lots of them, it's kind of now. We need to numb all of the upcoming pain of the insanity that is going to be the next, you know, generation or two of super crazy that we're hurtling towards. So let's get all hopped up on the goofiest goofballs someone can sell us from a trench coat or a lab coat. In pseudopharmacals, I could have read that so much better. I could use a pat. In pseudopharmacals, you're asked to give us descriptions of three new mind and body-altering pills, sprays, salves, or smokes hitting the markets and the streets. So let's get us fixed on our new fix. Willie Travis, let's hear your pitch for your new drug, Blue Blockers.
By the makers of Blue Chew. Here comes Blue Blockers. Mm. It's the only OTC medication that blocks an extensive range of ailments. Jesse.
All right.
All lab tested in real labs with working bright lights and lab coats and everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's approved by the FDA. Oh. So you know your body can withstand a lot more than you think. Everything is covered. From liver lip to pistol penis, oily nostrils, liberty gut, fruit butt, super nipples, cool feet, not to be misconstrued with cold feet, all right? No. Just so we know.
No, not at all.
Shank back, open toes. Clitoric rage, cheddar mouth, knobby knees, limp legs, hot underboob. All right, and at this point, I had to just stop, Jesse, because and I've been reaching ever since clitoral rage. We know.
I like hot.
Ain't we all, Willie? Yeah. Ain't we all?
It's real, damn it.
Yeah.
Fact of the matter is, all right, Blue Blockers sounds like the shades that Scott Summers wears. Mm-hmm. And also, thanks for listening to my list of AKA Fat Albert characters.
So good, Willie. I thoroughly enjoy, and of course, since you all listen to all episodes, you'll get it. Thoroughly enjoy how several episodes ago, Willie cracked the code to the best Stab Show cop-out, the ridiculous list. Oh, so good.
That's my goat.
That's all you got to do.
It doesn't matter that everybody knows it's a thing. It's still super funny and enjoyable.
Yeah, that's the thing is everybody could be doing it. It's the best cop-out is the list. So,
it's out there.
Yeah. So good, Willie. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jenna, you've got one too.
I do.
That's kind of the point of it. Let's hear about your new drug, Jenna. Get us all hooked on Satin Daves.
Okay. Meet Satin Daves, the newest love of your life. Hmm? A fresh new fragrance to convince your friends and family that you aren't going to die alone. Its avant-garde character will convince anyone in its path that you finally reached the top of the imaginary societal pyramid of success. Partnership. A few sprays of Satin Daves will put an end to your parents' passive-aggressive holiday comments whilst allowing you to focus on your actual one true love, yourself and your natural dopeness. Composition, a subtle, sophisticated alchemy of psilocybin mist and sandalwood. Powerful notes of sugar daddy and yacht shoes combined with the warmth of strong hands and vanilla from Madagascar.
Ooh.
Hints of mother-approving murmurs, firm handshakes, and other hallucinatory properties included. Art of perfuming. Satin Daves comes in a spray for easy application. One simple spritz in a room will have the crowd convinced that you walked in with the perfect fantasy without the drama.
Hmm. Oh, that's...
What does that turn me on?
That's nice. Just a little Satin Daves behind the ears.
Yeah.
And you are set for the evening.
Drugging everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so good.
It was the Madagascar vanilla that did it.
Yeah. That really... That put it over the top.
Emma's shitting on my face right now in a private chat, and it's hurting my feelings.
Oh, sorry. We already commented on Kim's lack
of Botox.
Emma,
you missed it because you showed up to the show late, but everybody knows that my face makes weird faces, okay?
Well, thank you, Jenna. Satin Dave, 60% of the time. They work 100% of the time.
Some Satin Dave right now.
Kim Martell, let's wrap up some pharmacals. Third seat gets the commercial sounding one. So again, I got to get a run up. Kim actually asked for my pronunciation of it, and we landed on pretty much the same. So, Kim, let's hear about your new drug, Trinzyclaplux.
All right, I worked hard on this, and I'm going to try to not fuck this up. Trinzyclaplux. Do you have a high school reunion coming up that you're dreading because you haven't achieved enough? A performance review that's sure to point out your shortcomings? Does it feel like all of your friends are reaching a higher state of consciousness? Well, you're still trying to figure out how you're going to avoid your cousin at Thanksgiving because you soft committed to invest in her multi-level management business last July because you figured that she would have been moved on by now, but she didn't, and now it's gotten way out of hand? You don't have to do it alone. Trinzyclaplux can help you transcend to a higher celestial plane and realize your true potential. Taking Trinzyclaplux, along with your normal form of being, can greatly improve your ability to actualize your own agency, which clinical studies show can lead to increased personal responsibility, which you can use to help prioritize what's important in your life while still maintaining a logical moral center. Talk to your doctor about any other radical philosophical psychedelics that you may be taking.
Sure.
And do not take Trinzoxaflu if you're allergic to it. Do not take Trinzoxaflux if you're pregnant or plan on becoming pregnant, as logical fallacies may occur. Side effects of Trinzoxaflux include quitting your joyless profession, appreciating street performance, and walking away while someone is talking about things that you have no control over. And then there's a guy and he's talking to a woman. This is in the commercial in my imagination. There's a guy and he's talking to a woman while holding a plate of food and he's saying, Sarah, I respect that you feel that this is a fulfilling existence for yourself, but I can't contribute to a business model that I know actively causes pain and suffering to others.
Oh.
Man, Uncle Mark's sweet potato casserole this year might be his best yet. And then he looks at the camera and whispers, thanks, Trinzoxaflux. I knew I had it in me all along.
Yeah. Oh.
And now I guess I have to go get my own goddamn beer.
Thank you, Kim.
Thanks, Trinzoxaflux.
Yeah, thanks.
And if anybody was wondering, yeah, that is just a bastardization of Kant's theory of enlightenment, but it would be nice.
That's what we were all wondering.
I know. Is this Kant? And I thought about doing like some Kant like puns, and then I was like, this isn't capital punishment.
Yes. As we keep driving home. If it was, the room would be full for some reason. sorry.
This is a beat.
Sorry. Doesn't bother me at all. No.
Getting a little shady in here.
We love Mark and whoever else is in the... Segment 5, it's Department of Tourism. Want to get away from it all? Of course you do. We all do. We hate where we are, and we want to be anywhere else. We buy things and surround ourselves with what we think we like, but then we look around and can't wait to be anywhere but in our carefully crafted caves. There's a whole ass industry for trying to lure people into your where, and that's kind of the whole deal of Department of Tourism. In Department of Tourism, you are the newly appointed tourism directors of the following places, and it's your job to convince us go-placers that yours is a place to which we should go. Be it for a day, a weekend, or just maybe even setting down whole ass new routes. Willie Travis, here is the tee upon which I will be setting this one for you. Let's hear why we should visit Buttslahoma.
Forrest Gump here, welcoming you to Buttslahoma.
Oh, God damn it.
Where every day... where every day is Lieutenant Dan got shot in the buttocks. And I'm not going to lie to you guys. I thought that I would carry on with the Gump bit a little longer. I lost faith in it. Tremendous faith. Didn't know exactly where to take it. Vietnam, because that's where Dan got shot. Well, I mean, he got shot in the buttocks. That's a joke, son. That's a joke. I don't know, man. What am I supposed to do? What, you want me to sing Buttslahoma? Buttslahoma, where? I don't. What do you want from me, Jesse?
I don't.
This week sucked, man.
Willie, that's why I gave you Buttslahoma.
Is this what you're doing for me?
It's all I can do. It's all I have. This is all I have, Willie. All I have is Buttslahoma. It's all I can give you.
The butt talks.
Well, I'm sorry. But thank you, Willie. We appreciate you. How can people get more Willie Travis in their gosh darn lives?
They can go to willielisten.com.
Hell yeah, they can.
That's real.
Yeah.
As some folks learned.
You can.
Oh my God, it is real. I went there.
It is.
Hey!
He hasn't been lying for 4 years.
Do it.
It exists.
I'm sure he's been lying for 4 years about this.
Well, just not about this.
Plenty.
Just not about this.
Plenty of lies.
Ah, well, good to have you, Willie.
Thanks for having
always
me.
Always a gosh darn
it's always
pleasure.
Fun.
Yeah.
Always fun to write words.
You're a gosh darn prince.
Am I fresh?
So fresh. And so clean. Thank you, Willie. Jenna. Yeah. Let's hear what you've got in way of convincing us to visit your place. Tender love in Carisburg.
Okay. Skip the adventure and head down the lazy blue river of love to enjoy our newest subset of sunny Tupelo, Mississippi. Tender loving Carisburg is a place where all your dreams will come true. Nestled in a secluded area of a forest is a commune focused on tenderness and care. Let the gentle whispers of plucked strings and a little less conversation soothe you. For the small price of your soul and the occasional ritualistic peanut butter and banana sandwich sacrifice, you too can finally achieve peace. Tender Loving Carisburg homes include a bathroom off every room and several hound dogs that will hunt you down if you try to leave. If you want to get away from the bustling city and perhaps bankruptcy, come join our community led by a mysterious, dark-haired, guitar-wielding man with a penchant for sequins. We look forward to never letting you go.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, good times.
It's like when you hug your cat and it really wants to get away. You're like, you're the only one that
tender
loves me.
Yeah.
No, you stay here. I need this, which means we need this.
I'm going to pet you and hug you. And
yeah.
And
you're
so lucky.
Just appreciate this. Thank you, Jenna. Hey! Sorry. Hi. Where can people get more Janice Wurtz where they would like?
Well,
yes.
Probably. I don't know. I wonder what that is. There is somebody with my email address, or my first and last name, but it's not my email address. So I feel like they get a lot of weird emails. But not sorry. But I'm on Instagram,
okay.
Jbird, J-B-I-R underscore D. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And you can see me at Squaw Patrol, uh-huh. December 13th, into the Santaverse.
Yes.
And an occasional Wednesday where I desperately try to do improv.
Sure. Oh, I imagine it's better than desperate. Let's give ourselves some credit here. Come on. Well, everybody enjoys Jenna in whatever form that they receive.
I'm the drug.
Yes. Oh, just mainlining some Jenna. Good to have you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Kim Martell. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Are we posing for a glamour shot? What are we doing?
Always.
Here? Okay.
Fucking always. Because what if the screen breaks at any moment? I always have to look good.
That's fair.
Just in case.
So you were adopting a pre-freeze pose just in case.
It's I'm like a fucking Boy Scout of Zoom. I am always prepared.
Nice.
Except when I'm not.
That's how I've thought of you
like
for the last 3 years. Kim, before you close out this gosh darn episode of The Stab Show, how can people get more Kim Martell in their lives?
Well, they could listen to Mom Hat Studios. We currently have a myriad of podcasts going on. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad are here, so I can't talk about, or I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about, I have to talk about.
Yeah.
Can I talk about the thing? I'm very excited about the thing.
There's nodding.
We're getting too non-committal.
Okay, fine. This is why they're my parents, and I'm just like,
all right, Kim. Schmuck. They say you may talk about the project.
Okay, so we're gonna do this thing. We're gonna have a podcast. We're gonna make soups, and then, and I know you guys are like, holy shit, I'm 100% on board right away. But let me continue to sell. So we're all gonna make these soups, and then we're gonna talk about the soups. And all the different things, because you know when you make a recipe, you like do your own fucking things, and then we'll talk about it, and then it'll be called Super Friends. All right, this feels like a kind of a lukewarm reception to an otherwise excellent
soup.
Idea.
I'm very pro soup.
So you guys decided to take a throwaway Emma social media post and make. And make it your personalities now? You know what? I'm here for it.
You should be.
I'm ready for your four and a half soups. Is Danielle going to get a soup as well? All right.
Oh. We have so many fucking soups. It is soup weather. We are like crock pots. I'm just like out.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, we got crock pot cam.
Of course. Yeah, that's actually a 24-hour stream that sadly would be...
At Emma's house, watched. It is.
Yeah.
The pictures I get of that crock pot, whoa, that butter.
All right, well, Super Friends...
Wait, were we doing a show? I get distracted. Coming. I was thinking about soup.
Oh, no.
That's how engaging it is.
Super Friends is coming along. We're all looking forward to
it. Well, because Talk Soup was taken.
Yeah. Well, could have been the bisque of friends as well, but that's all right.
TM.
Sorry. That's what I do around here is name things.
You could have a guest. You could have a guest appearance on our soup show if you're fucking lucky. You walk back the hate on our soup podcast.
Well, we're all looking forward to it now, Kim. I'm glad you were able to take the lid off of that. Oh, no!
I'm fucking done.
No. That's more our technical issues than Kim's technical issues.
What have you done to me?
Nothing. Everything's fine. This place is not run on a shoestring budget. Kim
Somebody
Martell.
Somebody lick their finger and stick it in an outlet so you can see my beautiful face.
Oh. That's the only way we can see. Kim, let's close out this gosh darn episode with your tourism guide to the state of panic.
Hey! You over there. The one sweating in the perfectly climate-controlled room. Yes, I'm talking about you. And so are your coworkers, by the way. I know you've been worried about that. So you're thinking about going on vacation, huh? In this economy? Good luck. But in the event that your late model Hyundai does finally shit the bed while you're traveling through our dirt hole of a community, you might as well see the sights. Beats getting murdered by some drifter while you're waiting for AAA to show up.
Does it?
Could spend the night in one of our very tall hotels. Remember in 1981 when the Hyatt Regency collapsed in Kansas City, killing 114 people and injuring hundreds more? My reading skills are becoming limited. You do now. They always focus on the deaths in those situations, right. But those injuries can be serious. People were seriously maimed when that hotel collapsed on them. And remember to bring your own sheets when you stay, because bed bugs can happen anywhere. Sweet dreams. Maybe in 1993 you could have been sleepless in Seattle, but now you're just staring at the ceiling, wondering if that cramp in your leg is a blood clot. Here in the state of panic. Shit. While visiting, enjoy a walk through one of our scenic nature trails. Well, you still can, as global climate change has already begun to change the landscape, and severe weather makes maintaining these trails even an even larger burden in our already overtaxed local government. Witness some of our local wildlife, and if you do, remember that bears can climb trees. And if you try to run, that's only going to entice them to chase you, which will not end well, as bears can run significantly faster than a human, especially you, Mr. Failed the presidential fitness test in the eighth grade, even when they let you do the flexed arm hang rather than the pull-ups. The state of panic, where you can realize that the times we are living in are no longer unprecedented. It's just that the precedent is that the times are shitty.
Yay!
And see, I did the thing. I did the thing where the people were like, we're going to write haikus about bad things that are happening.
Yeah.
I saved it.
Yeah.
Really marinated on it.
Yeah. Didn't want to ration any of that out. You wanted to just save it all for that.
Nope, I wanted to just sit on all of it.
That was the Stab Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Of course, a very special thank you to our amazing panel, Willie Travis, Jenna Swartz, and Kim Martell. Would you like to catch the Stab Show live as it happens? Just come on down to Stab Comedy Theater or tune in to Stab TV Friday nights at 7:30, and you've accomplished Stab. Or, if you want to take the Stab Show with you wherever you go, just subscribe to the show via the podcast provider of your choice. And after that, why not rate, share, and review? That'd be super neato completo. But unfortunately, that's all we got for you tonight. So until next time, I've been your host, Jesse Jones, saying do everything you can every day to make the world around you the best you can and inspire others to do the same. It's literally all we can do, and it really makes a difference. I ended this faster than I thought I would. I got extra time to just say good night.
Wait, pull the screen down and walk me around like I'm a robot in that movie She.
What's going on?
Just hold me. Just coddle me.